Good afternoon, Unalaska. It's Friday, March 25th, and this is Unalaska Fisheries Report. My name is Frank Kelty. I'm the host, and we'll move right on to an update on our crab and groundfish and IFQ fishery harvest for the week that just ended. We'll start off with the crab today, and moving on to the Opelio snow crab, it's getting close to being wrapping up. We've had 426 landings for 1.2 million pounds last week. The season total is 35.6 million pounds, and there's 4.9 million pounds of harvest left. We're at 89% of the season has been harvested, and we're down to about 20-25 boats left in the fishery from close to 40 when it started, which is vessels that have already caught their individual fishing quotas. So that season probably has at least another couple more weeks to go, and the weather has been good. They've had no ice issues, so I assume it's going to be wrapped up sometime mid-April. Moving on to the Barredeye Tanner fishery in the Bering Sea in the Eastern District, we're at 267 landings for last week. They harvested 800,000 pounds for the season. We're at 11.1 million pounds, and there's only 93,000 pounds left to harvest. We're at 99%, and I'm not sure if there's anyone left in that fishery or not. There might be one vessel out there still trying to clean up the last small amount of crab. Barredeye Tanner in the Western District, 257 landings. 200,000 pounds were harvested last week. We're at 7.8 million pounds for the season, and there's 568,000 pounds still to harvest. We're at 97% of the season. And the season on both the Tanner crab areas closes on March 31st. So I would assume they'll get pretty close to taking that Western District allocation. Brown king crab, there was no landings last week. We're still at 30 landings for an estimated 1.9 million pounds. And there's 1.1 million pounds of brown king or golden king still to harvest. We're at 63%, and there's two vessels working that fishery. Moving on to our IFQ halibut and sablefish fisheries, the season had just opened for a couple of days, and we went from just a small amount of 10 landings. We had 97 landings this past week, and we're up to 675,000 pounds of halibut being harvested. There's 16.4 million pounds still to harvest, so we're only at 4%, and prices are outstanding. Most ports are over $6 a pound on halibut, depending on the size. Larger fish is gets a more value, and the 10-20s and 20-40s a small reduction because of the size. Sablefish, IFQ fishery, we had our first landings this past week. They're up to 34 landings for 592,000 pounds. There's 19.7 million pounds of harvest still available, and 3% of the allocation has been taken. And the sablefish prices are also very well in the mid $5.50 to $6 range, depending on the size of the fish. So the fresh market will... on halibut, will be taking a lot of the fish right now, since there's been no fresh fish available for 5 months. So it'll be good for the early deliveries. They should do very well on the price. Moving on to groundfish, for last week ending on 3/19, 2016, we had a total groundfish harvest of all species, 64,986 metric tons. The total A-season harvest so far is at 634,000 metric tons. We're at 32% of the allocation. The annual allocation of 2 million metric tons have been harvested, and we have 1.3 million metric tons still available to harvest. Pollock fishery is getting close to wrapping up. Last week, we saw a harvest of just under 50,000 metric tons. For the A season, we're at 427,000 metric tons. There's 92,000 metric tons still available to harvest by all sectors. 84% of the A season has been harvested. And taking a look by sector, Catcher vessels had a pretty slow week last week, only 17,800 metric tons. They're at 174,000 for the season and have 57,678 metric tons still to harvest. They're at 75% of their A-season allocation, so they have the largest amount of pollock still to catch. And like I said, they'll be working on it for at least another probably 2 to 3 weeks on the shoreside sector to get that 57,000 harvested. The at-sea processors harvested 25,000 metric tons last week. They're at 155,000. They have 30,992 metric tons still to harvest. They're at 83% of their A-season allocation. The mothership sector is at harvested 5,300 last week. They're at 43,000 for the season and have only 3,499 metric tons still to harvest. They're at 92% of their allocation, and they might be wrapped up this following week. CDQ sector is just about wrapped up. They only had 957 metric tons of harvest. They're at 54,000 for the season and only have 629 metric tons left. They're at 99% of their allocation. So basically, they're wrapped up for the season. Incidental catch of pollock, 1,900 metric tons, 14,900 for the season, and that leaves 33,339 metric tons of harvest available. 31% has been harvested, and this is incidental pollock catches taken by vessels that aren't targeting pollock. There might be working peacock or Memminady, yellowfin sole, and they get pollock incidental to that harvest, but it still has to be accounted for. Moving on to Pacific cod, Frisian longliners had a pretty good week, 2,800 metric tons. They're at 38,399 for the season, have 17,000 metric tons still available to harvest, and they've completed 69% of their A-season allocation. Catcher processors, pot sector, they have already harvested their allocation, so there was no activity there. The catcher vessel pot boats over 60 feet, they had a harvest of 605 metric tons. They're at a little over 6,000 for the season and have 3,400 metric tons still to harvest in the A season. They're at 64%. 60-foot underfixed gear vessels are wrapped up their allocation for the time being. They'll be getting rollovers from other sectors later on in the year, but they have 63 metric tons still available to harvest. They're at 99%. The state water CDQ fishery, state water cod fishery for vessels 58 feet and under pot gear had a pretty good week. 3.7 million pounds landed. They're at 19.3 million pounds for the season and have 16.5 million pounds left to harvest. They're at 54% of their allocation, which was 38 million pounds. And the fleet has almost doubled in size from traditionally being 10, 12 boats. It's up to over 23 boats now that are working that fishery. In the Aleutian Islands federal water fishery, 1,300 metric tons were harvested last week, and they're at 11,100 for the season. There is 3,700 metric tons still available to harvest. They're at 78%. In the Aleutian Islands state water fishery, there is have been some landings, but the harvest data is still confidential since there was only one buyer. Okay, we're going to wrap up today's report by taking a look at some of the Amendment 80 fisheries, and that yellowfin sole was pretty prominent last week. They had 2,400 metric tons of harvest. They're at 23,448 for the season and have 125,000 metric tons still to harvest. They're at 18%. Rock sole was 1,300 metric tons. They have gone over a little over 20,000 for the season and have 51,507 metric tons still to harvest. They're at 37% of their allocation taken. Skate fishery, 790 metric tons last week. They're at 8,100 for the season and have 13,968 metric tons to harvest. We had small amounts of mackerel, 854 metric tons, perch, 260 metric tons. And that basically wraps up our report. This is, since it's Friday, we always like to say what's going on this weekend. It's Easter weekend. We have the Lions Club breakfast, 8 to 12. Donations accepted, no charge, at the high school multi-purpose room tomorrow morning. We have the basketball potluck tonight at 6 to 8 at the Eagle View Elementary Gymnasium. And that should be a good turnout, so we can welcome back our state 2A basketball champions. And there's also a lot of PCR events, I think, starting around noon tomorrow, Easter egg hunts inside and outside, weather permitting. And so lots of activities this weekend, and then have a happy Easter on Sunday. We'll be back on the air next Friday, and might have some interchange with our new reporter in town. Our new reporter is Zoe, that's working at KUCB, and we're going to do some interchange there, and she'll have some questions for me, and hopefully I'll know the answers. So we'll see you all next Friday right here live in downtown Unalaska at the studios of KUCB.